Yaki Celia joins us now. He's the founder of the Institute of Security Studies. Yaki, good to have you on the day after Donald Trump's ascension to the throne. The emperor is back. I saw this guy in Davos and he really he walked in like an emperor. But the people in Davos, the global leaders and the globalists, I suppose, as they're being denigrated by now, were all, you could hear a pin drop. They were asking him questions. Yeah. Nobody was booing him. So the guy's got a presence and certainly he's got a following. Were you surprised by the extent of his victory, though?
Alec, I was. Probably like many people, I was hoping against hope that he would not win, although the polling results were showing the opposite. So, yes, a bit of a shock. And, a concerning one, I think, globally in certain ways, because he brings a significant amount of disruption to the global environment. And that unpredictability and lack of, predictability is really, really a concern.
What about Africa to start with? The ISS operates all over the continent. Well, you operate globally, but you're experts in Africa. We'll talk about South Africa in just a moment. But how would Africa be viewing this victory by Trump?
Well, what has been happening is that Africa has been steadily moving down the priority list with the competition with China and so on. So this is another negative for Africa. I think, the Americans have been, I think the one thing that will remain is the competition with China in Africa. But whereas Biden and others were building the Lobito Corridor and trying to partner with Africa, there was the Africa Leadership Summit and all of those things. I'm not sure that we are going to see much of that with Biden. It's going to be all with out Trump. For himself. Oh, sorry, Trump, all out for himself, and the transactional politics that we've seen, I think, is once again going to come back. So a variety of things that I think will negatively impact Africa. I mean, there is, for example, are we going to see another U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit? What is going to happen with AGOA? What is going to happen with the Presidential Advisory Council of Doing Business in Africa that Biden established, the Millennium Challenge Account Corporation, Millennium Challenge Corporation has engaged in a number of so-called compacts with Africa. What's going to happen with that? And that I think the most important is the potential reform of the World Bank and the IMF, unlocking more cheaper financing for Africa. I think that I'm not sure that that's on the cards at all now. And then, of course, there's the climate change implications. He's probably going to withdraw from Paris again, and this is all I think bad news for Africa.
So first level thinking, it's more freedom for America. The economy might grow faster. They are going to improve their debt. But second level thinking says, whoa, watch out, world. It's going to be a different man in the hot seat in the world's superpower.
Yes, I think that, Trump may in the short term do the U.S. good, but in the long term, what this does is, in my view, it accelerates the U.S. decline because the kind of bigger thy neighbor kind of politics that he excels in, I think is generally just not good for the world. It's because it's this competitive kind of transactional politics, which I think does not do anybody well.
Transactional meaning I'll do this for you if you do that for me, and conditionality, I suppose, from a perspective that the International Monetary Fund used to insist that countries that borrowed from it, I think it still insists, have to follow a particular path. Is that what you mean by transactional?
Yeah. Exactly. Transaction is there's no principle really involved. It's all a deal. It's based on the sort of kind of business background that Trump comes from. It's a deal. it's got nothing to do with sort of a common good, because the difference with Trump and with all other American politicians, I think, that we've dealt with, is that he considers everything in that kind of way of what do I get out of this? And he's, in that sense, has only one interest, and that was very evident with his previous presidency, and that is for Trump himself. And now you're going to find, particularly with somebody like Elon Musk, also in the game, that the power of money, the power of corporations, the unfettered free engagement in making money is going to upend the importance of democracy and accountability and good governance from an American perspective. I think it is quite worrying.
What about the future for Africa with the relationships with China? And here I'd like to come back to our country, to South Africa. South Africa is a member of BRICS. BRICS now includes Iran. Trump does not like Iran. China, he's yes. been saber-rattling with them. He seems to be okay as far as Putin is concerned with Russia, whereas the rest of the world doesn't seem, or the Western world doesn't seem to like Russia too much. How are you seeing all of these moving parts affecting us here?
I think the most dangerous thing for South Africa is that it's going to be perceived potentially as being anti-Israel because of what's happened, of course, around the court cases and everything and the evidence that's been brought. And that the result could do us quite a bit of damage in terms of AGOA and trade and so on and so forth. So the fact that we are seen to be hostile towards Israel I think could really go down quite badly for South Africa in the short term, because it's a question of he is unequivocally in support of what Israel is doing and how Israel is acting, and South Africa may end up as collateral damage in that process.
You mentioned AGOA. Unpack that for us and why this is now at risk.
Well, AGOA is a unilateral trade concession, as you know, towards African countries, where African countries can trade freely and/or their goods can come freely into the U.S. And, of course, for the U.S., trade with Africa is quite limited. It's been going down. It's largely around South Africa and one or two other countries. And Trump is all about tariffs. It's all about increasing the cost of external countries bringing their goods into the U.S. And I think that I'm not sure that it's important enough for Trump, but he is about not providing any favors to anybody else except to himself, to his business associates. So I think AGOA may end up as also being collateral damage for Africa, with quite important ramifications. So I am concerned about that down the line. AGOA may also suffer.
How important is it, though? How relevant is it? How many South African jobs are on the line if this country does not have duty-free access into the United States?
I'm not sure about I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the U.S. remains, particularly for our vehicle exports, quite important for South Africa. It's the big challenge for South Africa is to be able to export manufactured goods. The U.S. provides duty-free access to that, and I think that what this does, it just penalizes further potentially our exports. So it could have quite a negative impact on South Africa, particularly in the vehicle export market.
Jackie Celia is the founder of the Institute for Security Studies, and I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com. Well, we have had both sides of the story there. Rob Herzog delighted with Donald Trump's victory in the election. Jackie Celia giving us a huge dollop of wait, but, and where this all goes to from here is going to determine where South Africa's future is. We do know that we're living in a world where you've got to think more than just the obvious. And Donald Trump in America is going to accelerate that kind of process. Yesterday on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, South African stocks, particularly resources stocks, came under a lot of pressure once it was acknowledged that Donald Trump would win the election. Much smarter people than me will be able to have that answer, or at least put something together on the answer. But markets tell you the way that money is moving. And the obvious immediate presumption on that is that markets are saying if Donald Trump brings in tariffs, that's not going to be good for global economic growth. And global economic growth, if that's down, is not good for resources. Leaving aside the whole thing with AGOA, which at the moment gives South Africa duty-free access into the United States, if that were to be removed at the same time that Trump pushes up tariffs, well, South African exporters who currently are sending in products to the US won't be able to do that again. Crazy world we're living in. Things are changing all the time. Well, thank you for being with us today for the Hour of Power here on BizNews Briefing. We'll be back again, same time, same place tomorrow, which means 7 a.m. live streaming through Iono and YouTube. Until then, from the team, cheerio.